Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me to. Yeah, you have a friend in me till the end. Whatever I can, I'll do for you. You have a friend.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of DirectionsU.com. I'm coming to you live this week from Las Vegas, Nevada, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We've got a great show set up for you guys today. I've got my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com here with us. Rhonda, are you there?
I sure am, and excited as always. We do have a great topic, and a couple of people, when I mentioned what we were talking about, they're like, ooh, you don't really hear much about that, so I think it's going to be a good show for us to do, for certain.
And I've got a bunch of people popping in and out the entire show, so a new format for us as well, and it should be kind of fun.
Yep, I've got one myself. We've got Kristen who will come on, and I know we've got Mike, and we have Gina Trainer later on, so we have different people, and it's going to be really fun to do a kind of a multi-guest show. I don't know if you've ever done that before I was here, but this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, we haven't done this before. I can't wait to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you introduce our topic? Because this was your idea, and I'm really liking it.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're liking it. That's good news. You're the co-host. You're stuck with it, I guess, now, but no, I'm glad you like it. The topic for today, what we're going to share with you, is about holistic business. Now, I guess maybe part of the inspiration for doing this comes from my own background, where I've really, as a child, when I had a bout of pneumonia and I had what I thought at the time was the reaction to medication, and I started to learn about holistic health and wellness and alternative ways other than medicine, I thought I was tripping out on the codeine cough syrup. And so I didn't like that. I wanted to have other options. Started to learn about wellness in different forms. And I was about 10 years old at the time, 9 or 10 years old, when I started learning about herbs and natural remedies and the powers of the mind and all kinds of different things. And that's really carried through much of my life. I always thought, gee, it would be so great to teach holistic health and wellness in a college, if it could become that popular and that well-known or that whatever, that it would actually be a college course. This is at a time when you could almost count on both hands the number of books that were available on the subject, because it was a while back. Now there's all kinds of stuff about it. And I did end up teaching the very class that I had envisioned and imagined and planned for since I was a child, which was a lot of fun. And what I notice in terms of entrepreneurs and how this relates to here and now in our show, Gina, is what I notice is people start to say, okay, well, I'm going to start a new business. And they pour lots of time and effort, which is cool, pour lots of time and lots of passion into starting the business. And sometimes things happen like they spend so much time at the computer doing stuff that relationships may falter, their health may falter, and other things because they're just being very one-dimensional in what they're doing. And the power of holistic business is really looking at your life in all of its aspects, not simply starting a business and doing whatever that is going to take from you, but also paying attention to your health, to your relationships, to your well-being, your own personal development, as well as the growth of your business. So that's what got me wanting to do a show like this, Gina.
Very, very interesting, Rhonda. And so how are you doing this in your own business?
How I do this in my own business is that I do my very best to get up every hour, walk around, get some water, take a break, move, shake it loose a little bit, move the body a little bit. I pay attention to my guarding my time so that I still have some time for a life, so I'm not completely just always at a computer. Paying attention to the relationships and people. And, you know, we all do our best. There's always a balance. For me, I have not a person who loves exercise, and so that's one area where I've always thought, oh, there's more interesting things to do than that, or, you know, more helpful things. Have found something that I really love doing that's been very helpful, and one of our guests will be talking about that that later as well. But it's really paying some attention each day to make sure there are going to be days where it balances dynamic. You know, wouldn't you say, Gina, it's not just a static, you can't just plan out every second and it's always going to go that way, is it?
It most certainly will.
So balance is dynamic. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
So I did this at a, actually, at a live event. I did this demonstration one time at the end of a talk that Carrie Wilkerson was giving because it was so pertinent to what she was teaching. But imagine, and if you want to, as you're listening to the radio, if you feel okay with this, if you get up from your seat and you stand on one foot, be sure you can hold on to something if you need to grab, but hold on to one foot, and you're going to notice that even if your balance is very good, and if, even if you can lift one leg up in the air and stand there for a couple of minutes, you'll still observe that parts of your body are making adjustments. Maybe your ankle is wiggling. Maybe you've had to move your hand just a little bit this way or that to keep the balance. Maybe you're just like a windmill, just trying to keep hold of the balance. But it just shows you that balance is not just like a picture of the two scales, left and right, and that they're equal, and that's a static thing. But balance is dynamic. And so when we talk about holistic business, and that's really the way it is, there are days when you're going to spend maybe hours and hours and hours on different phone calls and different things for your business, and some days when you can have other aspects, but it is always a dynamic balance.
That's a really interesting way to look at it, because I'd really never thought of it that way before.
Oh, okay.
And I know so often when people are just getting started, a couple of challenges that they have. First off, when they're really, really new, just getting started, probably haven't even made their first dollar yet, they don't necessarily treat the business enough like a business. And
right.
So they don't have a dynamic balance going on at all. They do all of this or all of that for a week. And then the next week they might go and do this other thing. And the business really never gets going because there's no balance. The other thing that I see often is they have gotten on the business underway, but because there are so many different things you've got to do to run this business, to keep it going, to get it to be the at the point where it's really generating revenues that are paying the bills, they easily get overwhelmed by all that stuff that they've got to do. One minute they're a copywriter, and the next minute they're a customer support person, and the next minute they're a product creator, and the next minute they're a traffic generator. And before you know it, they just don't know which way is up.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those are issues that having a balance really, really can help. And I think that's why I like systems so much.
Right.
Because to me, systems are all about the balance. It's
right.
Through systems that you can achieve that dynamic balance that you're talking about.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with you. And systems are great. And even though we all know some days we're going to be really heavily, maybe when you're, it was so funny, my friend Eric Stafford was just launched a product this a week ago. And it was his first big launch, I guess, and he was saying, oh, my gosh, you guys didn't tell me how much work it was. I haven't shaved in 3 days and, you know, whatever. Harvardly slept, and we all know that there are going to be moments at which things are way out of balance. Sometimes when you're creating something new or launching something new or whatever, you may be really skewed in one direction, but you don't want your life to be going from one crisis or one big panting out of breath thing to another forever and ever and ever. And that's what so many people do. It's like, okay, I got to get traffic, and now I got to build a list, and now I got to do this, and now I got to...
Right.
And you're constantly out
and
of
And everything's an emergency, right?
Right, yeah, and you can't live as if there's always the police siren or the emergency siren going out, and you can't live your life as that whole way all the time. I mean, sure, are there going to be moments that are crazy? Sure. You can't help it. That's part of life. But your whole life and your whole business should not be an emergency situation.
Right. It really shouldn't. So if someone's interested in using these holistic business principles, where do they start?
To me, you start really from really looking at what is your day like? Where are you spending your time? Very much like an activity that Stephanie Frank teaches on your plate activity that she has. You start to look at what is going on in your life and in your business and figure out what things that you really have to take care of and what things you can get help with. When I used to teach college, this was before I ever did entrepreneurial stuff myself and before I worked with them, but what I noticed when a lot of people at the college that I taught were not the 20-somethings, but they were the 30 and 40 and 50-somethings who were going back to school, and many of them already had families, and they maybe worked and went to school and had a family. And so the same dynamic seems to be true of the people who are starting a business. You have everything else in your life, and you've added this new thing. In that case, it was going to school. In this case, it was starting a business. And what I remember a lot of times helping people to understand is, look, does it mean that you have to be the one that cooks dinner every single night or whatever? And you know, the answer is usually no. And one of my students came back, because I had said, there's no one that says that you have to be the one who cooks dinner and after working all day and cleaning and going to school and all the rest of it. And she said, you know, I decided I was going to put a cookbook, open it up to the page and say, make this, all the ingredients are in the fridge, and here you go. And she went and did what she needed to do, and she said, well, her husband would either, you know, go ahead and do that with all the instructions right there in front of him or go hungry. So never really thought about the fact that she could offload that piece of having to make dinner, that didn't really have to be on her schedule. She just always did it. And so it never occurred to her that it could be done another way until that time.
That's a really interesting story, because I think that happens to a lot of people.
It does.
On the show last week, we were talking about how I'm a big multitasker and how I can do 6 things at the same time well, but that 7th thing is always the straw that broke the camel's back. And it had never occurred to me that if Bill was always the 7th thing that always became the straw that broke the camel's back, that I had a different way to do it. And that simply by going down to 5 things being multitask, Bill would never be more than the 6th. That thought never crossed my mind. And it didn't cross my mind because so often we don't know what we don't know. We don't even know enough to ask the right questions to get the help that we really need.
Right.
My feeling is that that's really the main reason to work with a coach or a mentor more than any other. It's not because you want that coach or mentor to teach you something as much as it is you really need a coach or mentor to be able to help you see the things that you don't know and that you don't know that you don't know. And that coach or mentor can then become the vehicle that helps to get you from where you're at into all of these other topics that you don't even know to ask questions about.
Right. It's the same thing. Somebody outside of your own head is going to see things from a very different vantage point. It's like if you are in a lake and you're underwater and you can only see whatever is there, maybe there's a little algae, maybe there's some fishes swimming by or whatever, you may know that there's something else out there, but you can't really see it or experience it because you're underwater. You're in the middle of your own stuff. Whereas somebody from the shore can tap you on the shoulder and go, oh, hey, had you thought of this? And you will never have thought of it just because it was way outside your experience at that moment. And it, everybody does it. So that's really a powerful reason to have a mastermind team, to have a coach or a mentor that helps you have that perspective that you just can't have because you're in the middle of your own life. We're all in the middle of our own life. And there's no way that you could possibly see every single thing.
That's very true.
One of our guests is here, and from the phone number, I know that this is Kristen. So is it all right if I go ahead and unmute her?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
All right. So, Kristen, hi, you are here. Welcome.
Thank you so much. What a delight to be on the radio with you ladies.
Welcome, Kristen. Yes. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well, Gina. I have heard great things about you, and thank you for sharing so much with people who are on the road to greatness and are going to share their story. It's a shame how many people have so much to share, and they just keep it to themselves. Thank
That's
you.
Very true.
Yeah, thank you for turning that around for people.
Thanks.
Yeah, and Kristen, you are somebody who has a gift to exactly what we're saying, you know, basically help someone get out of the morass that you're currently in, getting out of your own head, getting out of your own way, and helping people, as the language that you use, which I just love, is really slaying your dragons, slaying the dragons of things that get in your way. So would you share with us a little bit about what you do and how that can be a part of somebody's holistic way of running your business?
Well, you know, the challenge with those of us who are moving forward in our life is that we are moving into the unknown. And it's an interesting thing. The unknown is uncomfortable, it's scary, it's out of our comfort zone, we don't know what to expect, and we have all sorts of ideas and doubts and fears and things that we have learned from people who have told us to play it safe. And we've picked up all sorts of things that kind of hold us back. So unless people are moving smoothly and at the rate that is appropriate for their business, not just what makes them comfortable, they probably have a few dragons of doubt, fear, or misaligned beliefs. And I help people to just get rid of those because they're in our body. You know, they're actually in our body. And if we can just remove all of that energetic resistance, then we can do what we say we're going to do, what we want to do, and we can share the message and the value that we have to share without keeping it under a basket.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
We were talking about some of that at the Mindset Workshop this past weekend, Gina.
We sure were. We sure were. I see a lot of things that are very in tune with what we were talking about this weekend.
It's all mindset, but people forget that positive thinking is not enough.
That's not correct.
Changing your thinking is not enough because you've got all of this stuff that is attached to your body. And so positive thinking is a great thing, but it really is it's only a piece of the pie. We have emotions that are, you know, it's energy in motion, except that it's stuck in our bodies. And so having a simple tool to eliminate the resistance that is set up makes it much easier to move forward. And then positive thinking isn't just a pretense, it's really who we are.
Right.
What are we going to ask? I was going to ask for a question. Oh, what did I want to ask Kristen? If someone is moving forward, but they're kind of stuck, they're not necessarily getting the kind of results that they're looking for, how can they go about identifying these things that they may have hanging around in there that they don't necessarily want that are keeping them in that stuck position?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have been taught in the last 20 years by a lot of New Thought leaders not to voice or put any attention on the negativity, on the resistance, on the doubts and fears. And it's useful for when we're just driving down the street and minding our business. But when we want to move forward and we put our attention on what it is that's dogging us, with specific tools, then we can just release them. I have a process called the Dragon Slayer, and yes, I ask people to actually claim their doubts and fears and to allow them to bubble up from their body, and then we just flush them like you're flushing dirty dishwasher water down the drain. And then we have you reclaim your power, because you've used a huge amount of personal power and a huge amount of creative energy in holding and recreating this fear so that it keeps you from moving forward. And, you know, you nailed it right on the head. They're doing the right thing, but they're just, it's as if they have the parking brake on. They're just not getting much mileage out of their actions. And there are lots of processes. I know a lot of them. This is a really simple process that I teach at quantumdragonslayer.com. It's
excellent.
Simple and it's quick, and it's painless.
That's great.
Simple, quick, and painless are all good. You know, we definitely are in an instant gratification age, it seems like.
Well, and there's no reason to hold on to stuff. And we, you know, we can. I have a background in therapy, and this is a bit of talk therapy. It's a bit of energy therapy. It's there's no reason for it to take a long time. There's no reason for it to take a long time. Sometimes, just like peeling an onion, there are layers. Sometimes people start working on stuff, and they're working on their symptom rather than on the cause. Sometimes it's easier to just talk to me directly. But boy, for people, for instance, who want to get on with their own online business and they're spending all their time getting ready instead of doing, they're just sabotaging themselves because they have some fears or doubts. And it's simple, simple. I've got recordings, 10-minute recordings, and I stir the pot so that you have an opportunity to feel those resistances, and then we flush them down and recover your creative energy and your personal power and your re-energize to put your attention unencumbered on what it is that you're intending to create.
Yeah,
so.
And as you can release that stuff, it's like getting a double your energy instant boost, isn't it, Kristen? Because you have instead of the energy into this stuff that you probably aren't even aware of exactly what's going on and so forth, now all of that is freed up once you have face it and let it go quickly, you are then freed up to have all that energy going into your positive momentum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we all have some to one degree or another. And if people aren't getting the results they want, if it feels like they're moving forward with the parking brake on, they've just got some stuff that needs to be released. And we don't have to articulate every single one. We just need to be willing to feel it and release it. And that can be quick. You don't have to describe it. You don't have to tell the story about it. You don't have to wallow in it. Just move on. And, of course, that's a very holistic way of living and being a business person.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not getting what you want to recognize, you've just got some stuff in the way and that it can easily be released.
Absolutely. Gina, that sounds like some things we talked about over the weekend, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. I do these things, Kristen, I call my weekend workshops. And I just did my fifth in a series of six. And this weekend was the Mindset Systems Workshop. So it was basically a weekend about creating a mindset system that can help you do what I call live a life filled with abundant positivity. Because
nice.
As you already mentioned, positive mindset isn't enough. And about 3.5-4 years ago, I had been sick and literally dying. I don't know if you've ever heard my story.
No,
but,
I haven't.
I had spent 10 years in a hospital bed in a wheelchair, and the doctors came to me in January of 2005 and gave me 12 to 18 months to live, and I was 40 years old at the time.
Wow.
So my husband and I became full-time RVers so that I could see the country before I died. And
good
at the time, I had a very positive mental attitude. I really was dealing with my impending death very well. I had planned my whole funeral. I mean, you couldn't get more positive than I was. But I hadn't paid any attention to all the other types of things in your life that you want to be positive as well, and that you really need to remove the negativity from. So that year for my birthday, my husband wanted me to have the best last birthday that he could. He took me to see a massage therapist who gave me the biggest surprise of my life. She said, I wouldn't die as soon as I thought, if only I could remove the negativity from my life. And I'm thinking that she's trying to sell me something, but she's just trying to be really helpful. So I then went on an exploration to figure out what the heck this meant. I thought I was positive already.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that things like watching the news, I used to have CNN play 24/7 even when I was sleeping because I had been a day trader for a while. You needed the news. Not very positive.
Oh, no way.
No, and it's insidious and contagious.
It is most
right.
Certainly. From little things like that to big things like people in my life, including my mom. I'm Sicilian Roman Catholic. Need I say more? Mom is a wonderful, wonderful lady, but she really is one of the most negative people that I ever wanted to meet.
Well, and you Mom's probably learned a little bit about guilt, too.
Oh, cool.
Just a
understatement to you. Yeah.
I had a Hindu lady tell me that the Jews and Catholics had nothing on them regarding guilt because they had lifetimes and lifetimes of guilt.
She's funny. So I literally had to go to my mom and say, Mom, look, I can give you two choices. Either you can try this with me, or I don't know when, if ever, I'll be able to talk to you again.
Wow.
And she found all these reasons I was going to kill me even sooner. And I'm like, look, I have months to live here. What difference does it make? I have nothing else to lose.
But
so,
everything to gain.
You got it. So over a period of 4.5 months, by removing the negativity from my life and replacing it with a life filled with abundant positivity, I managed to go drop 68 pounds without going on a diet. I stopped 42 pills per day, 4 continuous IVs per day. I went from a wheelchair to a walker to a cane to walking with no assistance at all, even though to this day I have no feeling in my legs and feet. I had been bald on the top of my head. My hair came back. I had no nails at the time. They had all, like, broken and peeled and everything else. I got a whole new set of nails. And by the end of this 4.5 short months, I was not only no longer dying, I was completely well.
Oh, what a miracle and a blessing you were for yourself.
Absolutely. And so yep. This weekend was all about what I learned from that and the systems that I created out of that.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, people may or may not believe that that changing your viewpoint and your set point regarding life changes your body. But of course, our body is affected by the chemical soup that our thoughts give to us.
Yeah.
And so we are filled with chemicals, and they're changing all the time as we change our mood and our attitude about life. And so having created positive chemicals in your body, you healed yourself. Congratulations, what an inspiring story.
Yeah. So I do things very differently today than I used to. I'll tell you
very.
That much.
Undoubtedly.
That also points to why if people go, well, I'm using affirmations, or, well, I have a positive outlook, you know, why is my life whatever it is? And it's because those are just looking at a couple of aspects. Are both of those a positive mindset is important? Sure, affirmations are great. Visualization is phenomenal. But it's not the whole thing. And that's where, again, just as people can get out of balance in many other areas of life, if you just look at your mind in that way, in your mindset, it's only affirmations or it's only positive thoughts or whatever, that is, there's more to it than that.
Well, and the truth is that we aren't starting fresh. So if I say, today I'm going to think positive, great. All those positive thinkings are going on top of all the negative from yesterday and from mm-hmm. my lifetime. Well, then I'm going to get mixed results.
And see, that was my exact issue. I had been using visualization back then to help try and overcome the death sentence that the doctors gave me. But in the visualizations I had been doing prior to meeting this massage therapist, I started the visualizations with imagining myself as the woman I saw in the mirror. I was wearing a size 22 to a 24. I was sitting in a wheelchair. I couldn't really do much of my own. And I was trying to use a visualization to see this woman somehow getting out of the wheelchair. Well, I was starting from a negative place, trying to move forward positively, and I wasn't getting any results.
Yeah, funny how you use the word trying.
And that's exactly it.
All that darn effort.
Right.
So the massage therapist
pointed out to me that you can't start your visualizations in a negative spot and expect positive results. And what she instead suggested was that at each point where I had a crossroads in my life that somehow turned into a result that wasn't very positive, my energy had split. And one part of me went through without ever passing through that crossroads. The other part of me became the me that I was at that point. And she said if I could work my way backwards in time, to find the energy of me that had never experienced any of these negative things, that I could then imagine what life was like for that energy today. And
absolutely.
Then
parallel
easy.
Universes.
Yes.
Yep.
Then it became an easy process. Either I could shift this reality into that energy or shift that energy into this reality. Either one would work. And
but
that
easier,
was what got me
easier,
out of my
wheelchair. You bet. You bet. Congratulations.
Thank you. So that's exactly what you were just talking about with, you know, you can't start at a negative point. You're right. You can't try and pile positive stuff on top of negative stuff and expect a positive result. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it really is unfortunate that so many people have been, have heard only part of the story, and so they've invested a tremendous amount of effort and trying to get the results that they've been promised because they don't know the whole story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the whole
and
story
it's
is
not,
simple.
It's not their fault. I blame it on the people that are withholding the rest of the story from them.
Well, I'm guessing that they don't even know the whole story or they'd be happy to share it.
Yes, you're definitely right on that one.
Yeah, so you know, it's the game of telephone. Somebody is perceived as an expert. They say, do affirmations. You don't like what you've got, then just pretend things are different. And it goes on, and people believe it, and they're not getting what they want, and they blame themselves, and it's too bad, but there's hope because everybody listening now to your radio show knows that there is another simple, simple way to get what they want and that they just haven't known the whole story.
Great way to say it.
And Gina, the work that you do with setting up systems for everything, it's amazing how empowering that is and how that allows you to really get to a place of knowing. And it's like, for example, I had a realization about over this weekend I knew that I did this, but I hadn't really thought about it because I hadn't necessarily been teaching it to someone else or articulating it to somebody else. When I begin a session of doing visioning and affirming and all of those wonderful things, I begin first with gratitude and appreciation. I knew that I did that on a personal level. I knew that I did that because what I discovered is when I did that first, it's like it doubled my energy. It raised my vibration to such a point that it and everything else became this just bubbling over with joy and abundance, and it makes other things so much easier. I hadn't thought about that in terms of sharing it with someone else because I hadn't necessarily, you know, really shared my way of doing it with somebody else. And so now that I know that's the system that I have, that I use, it's something that I can teach and share with others, just really knowing that. So that's really the power of having a system for something and knowing what it is. And often it'll develop over time and with having you've done it a certain way, and then you maybe develop your own twist or tweak on it, right?
Absolutely. Whenever we learn something, I think that that it's important to embrace the pieces so that you understand what it is that you're headed toward, but then to own it and to create it to fit really who you are is a lovely
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah. And Gina, what were you going to say or ask before?
I was going to ask how the two of you met.
Ah.
Well, we met because of Zena Trainer, who will be joining us in a bit. When I first met Kristen, you know how sometimes you meet a person and you just go, oh, this is somebody that is, you know, really has an awesome piece, somebody that I really want to work with. In fact, we're working on a product together real soon here. And it was just basically having met through Zena Trainer because we're both clients of hers. And I heard Kristen speak on Zena's radio show, was it a couple of weeks ago or whatever it was, the first time I'd heard you you speak, and just really appreciated your depth and wisdom that you have, Kristen. So that
thank
is
you.
A complete delight.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be on Zena's radio show. You know, she has an extraordinary program, and people who want to move forward in their business, who want to increase their health and well-being, who want a simple, really fast, amazingly effective program should check her out because she. I've been working with her for 7 months. I haven't missed a day. I always work out every morning at the same time with Zena. It's so nice to have somebody to talk to. You know, as an entrepreneur, I often don't have a regular contact with friends that I am committed to. And it's just so lovely to talk to her for a few minutes, and then I'm in the exercise program without even having to think about being in the exercise program, and I find it to be very rejuvenating. And even though I've been an athlete all my life, I think that my muscles are longer, leaner, and my body more healthy because of her special trade secrets.
Can I ask what kind of results you got from using it?
Yes, let me put my attention on it. Well, immediately, within a week or so, my jawline was back. I'm 57 years old. You know, gravity had, even though I'd been athletic and
gravity
fit,
works.
Gravity had, had been at work. It had been busy on my body, and everything that had sagged is now unsagged. Isn't that lovely?
Wow.
I'm very strong. I let's see, what other benefits have I experienced? As I said, I've always been an athlete. I've always exercised. I wasn't getting any real real results from the exercise program that I was on. I'd started yoga when I was 12, so I really was pretty flexible. I'm much more flexible than I had been, which really surprises mm-hmm. me. And my body just looks and feels excellent. And because of her oxygenation, I've been healthy all my life, but, you know, you can catch little things because of the oxygenation. It's just gone. I have a dog, an elderly dog, and I have a dog gate at the door so that she doesn't wander at night. I'd forgotten that I had it up, and it was dark, and I ran right into it. I went head over heels. Just huge crash in the middle of the night, really banged myself up. The next morning, I had one tiny bruise and no soreness.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
So there, you know, I don't recommend that you test that out.
No, we don't need to have you crashing into a dog gate.
But you know, but it was quite a spectacular crash. I was airborne, and if I, it would have been easy to think it was a dream because I didn't have any of the stiffness or bruising that you would have expected from that kind of a thing. So I just know that because of her her special oxygenation technique that really fortifies your body with high levels of oxygen, that it helps me to think better, to operate better, to recover immediately, and so I am a real fan of Zena's program. I encourage everybody to check it out. It's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I only work out for half an hour a day.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it too.
Yeah,
everybody
I
know of that has gone through her program has had amazing, amazing results.
We have someone else in the queue. It might be Mike. I'm not certain, but let me.
Where is it?
Yeah, let me bring him on. And who do we have here that came in through Skype with us?
It's Zena.
Hello,
Zena.
I've been here for half an hour, but I've been personally training someone until about 10 minutes ago. But thank you so much. And, you know, everything that Kristen said was correct, but this is what people do not know. This is the only source on the planet where you're going to get huge, unprecedented, vast quantities of oxygen delivered to the cells. There's no other program. I spent 40 years developing this and 30 years researching it with pre and post medical testing and world-renowned research scientists showing me. And when she talked about being more flexible, I mean, come on, doing yoga as an athlete since she was 12?
You gotta think she was pretty flexible to start.
Yeah, just what the research has found, it's 12 and a half times the oxygen intake capacity of any cardio, it's 12 and a half times the flexibility increase over everything, including martial arts, yoga, Pilates. So you have more, 12 and a half times increase, 12 and a half times increase again on the flexibility as well as, ironically, the oxygen intake. And you have 9 times more body fat, yet simultaneously 6 times more lean tissue muscle mass. That means bone mass, no osteoporosis for women, you know, and some men in their 40s or 50s where you start losing your bone mass. So you have the collagen production, so you have the pink little, you don't need the surgery to get the tight, young skin. You've got cell regeneration. You have Ponce de Leon's fountain youth, essentially. And this is what I've been told for decades by research scientists, endocrinologists, internal medicine specialists, they've all told me, do you know what you have here? It's the only exercise on the planet that I've documented now since 1981 burns an average of 3,500 to 7,000 calories in only minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Zena, I haven't told you this story yet, but I think that it just so fits with what you just said. I have a client who is a 3-time Olympic athlete. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, he's extraordinarily fit. And he challenged me to a martial arts pose. You know, some of the martial arts poses take tremendous strength and agility to hold. And he challenged me because, I don't know why he challenged me, but I beat him. His eyes were bugging out, and he quit before I did. And, of course, I was using Xena's trade secrets.
I've got one for you. Yes, it's like that. That's congratulations on that. I beat the male wrist wrestling champion at University of Utah. Because he didn't have oxygenation, I do.
Yep.
I have a professional triathlete. Professional.
Yeah.
A pro. I sponsored him in a triathlon as a corporation. He did no running, no cycling, no swimming, running, cycling for a whole winter. Only my weird, fun exercises. They're weird. You've never done them until you learn them from me. Nobody's ever done these. I haven't done them until I invented them 40-something years ago. So anyway, he did my weird, wonderful exercises that work well and wonders for anybody's body, whether they're bedridden, quadriplegic, 95-year-old cancer patient. I've had all those kinds.
Yeah, and they're easy. They're really easy.
Right. Yeah, they're easy to do because they're doable.
Yeah.
You can wake up in the morning and do them in bed.
Yeah.
No equipment anywhere.
What I love about them is that they grow with me. The positions are really simple. They're very comfortable. I'm laying on my back, for heaven's sakes, for most of them. It's just so easy. But because I'm working against, I'm using muscle against muscle, they never become too simple for my body. So I always benefit.
You'll never ever top out. These exercises I've been doing for 4 decades, and you know what? I challenge myself every day, so they're never. My body never stops improving.
Mm-hmm.
Getting stronger,
yeah, right.
Younger.
Yeah,
that's what she's essentially saying. So with this, you know, with this working with pro and Olympic athletes, as well as people that have back or fibromyalgia, pain problems, arthritis, rheumatoid, osteoarthritis, people with MS. Fibromyalgia, any kind of inflammation, pain, or whatever, this helps pain completely disappear.
And I can attest to that, Xena, because I had forgotten that that last winter I had to swim 3 times a week or I couldn't sleep because of fibromyalgia pain. I haven't been swimming yet. I'm really not an autumn swimmer, and winter just arrived. We're getting 12 inches of snow today.
Until you move to my North Shore with me in Hawaii.
Yeah, but no fibromyalgia pain. That is an extraordinary blessing. And
with thousands of clients.
Yeah.
The same thing with Kristen. Kristen is different than most of my clients because of her being an athlete, a natural athlete, and working out since 12 with yoga and eating really well for her whole life. So it's not like she wasn't doing everything that could have been done that's out there, plus her own little techniques that are, she's got secrets that nobody has, nobody.
Right.
And I highly recommend, I want every one of my clients to get their information from Kristen. Every one of my business clients must go to her and Rhonda. in order to part of being healthy and fit is having the financial security and the business of your dreams and getting your story out, because every single person, like an intricately, beautifully appointed snowflake, their beautiful design is so unique, and the authenticity, and this is what Rhonda's specialty is helping people come to know their most incredible story. There's no one like it, and there's no one who can better tell it than each person listening right now.
Absolutely. I discovered Rhonda just maybe several weeks ago and have been so impressed with what she shares, how she shares it, and the genuineness of her real interest in helping people to break out of their shell and get their message out, because, of course, everybody has a message that needs to be heard.
Yeah.
There's no better way than with getting those, recognizing what Kristen does with secrets. As I said, when I discovered Chris, it was like not a gold mine, a platinum mine is more of a treasure. She is a treasure, and you will all experience the most amazing miracles that first day. The miracles that she has worked in my life in 7 months, being privileged and blessed to be her trainer. What an honor, and it's been my pleasure also to be a trainer for Rhonda. She is so evolved, and everything that she teaches, I've never, in 9 years, I've never found anyone who has it all so together, so complete, and so easy with her incredible genius in making it so simple with her baby steps. And they both have helped me to realize that these baby steps that I teach my clients I've done the right thing in making it fun and simple and immediately feel good. I mean, you feel yummy, don't you, Rhonda? Kristen and Yami?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a confirmed exercise hater type. I never found stuff I really loved and enjoyed. And, you know, I'm very unlike Kristen. I've not been an athlete all my life and all the rest of it. Never had an exercise high. I just thought I was wired wrong, until using. I finally know what that feels like. People keep talking about it, and I've been for years going, okay, I understand what I'm supposed to feel, but all I feel when I get done with most exercises is, oh, thank God I'm done with that. It's so hooray. Whereas I love the way I feel with Gina's exercises. And Gina, I think you mentioned you might be going to start soon. I know you'll love it.
Yes, I can't wait.
Gina,
yes,
I cannot wait to get you going on this, because you know what? I've had feet that have been fat for over a year. My feet and ankles are so swollen. There was so much pain because I have a zero thyroid. And when I had a bunionectomy, it took him 6 hours to do a 2-hour surgery because my bones were so dense. But because I don't have thyrox in my bloodstream, I don't detox. He kept to shoot me up every couple hours, like 3 times, with the anesthesia. And without thyroxine in my bloodstream, I couldn't get rid of that stuff. So I walked around for a year with big fat feet and ankles. I couldn't even wear shoes for over a year. So, you know, we know because some people have genetic heart. I hope it's okay that we all have some challenges. Everyone born on the planet has their challenges. And a lot of people suffer from edema. Because they're working too hard, they have too much cortisol, stress hormone in the system. Edema is very common, and it causes inflammation, it causes pain, it causes discomfort, and it makes your shoes not fit. Especially when you want to wear those come make love to me shoes, you know, those power high heels.
I can't do those power high heels very well myself.
CFMS, my 67-year-old business consultant called them her CFMS shoes, and I won't tell you what they were. She was a little colorful. She grew up with some Mexican aristocracy, and she was colorful. What can I say? But anyway, you can't wear the stuff if your feet don't fit, and if your life doesn't fit. I don't like being paid. Here I am. Working with certified personal trainers with PhDs, teaching and managing health clubs since 1983, and here's my secret, Rhonda and Gina. I hate exercise. I hated it from day one.
Me.
At age 18, I knew I had to run if I wanted to have a decent body, but it didn't work. As much as I ran, I had big, big, big gargantuan. Age 19, huge, massive thighs, and they called me Big Bottom, you know, one of the butt sisters, and thunder thighs, and cottage cheese to the knees police. And I was only 19, so the running didn't do me any good. Now, I could work out 6 hours a day, and I could starve on 200 and 300 calories of raw spinach, carrot, parsley, beet juice, celery juice, perfect stuff, you know, really good stuff, and sip, savor, and salivate. It's always digesting it in my mouth. Didn't matter how perfect my eating was or how many 6 hours a day of traditional training, I still had the big 45-inch butt, 28-inch thighs, which actually my abs went from 50 down to 28, which was what one of my thighs was around the top. So I understand how the body chemistry and life makes it hard to really look your best. I was an extreme case of obesity and health problems. And you know what? It's such a blessing to help everybody with their problems. I think I was supposed to have every imaginable problem all my life. So I have empathy for everyone. And I say, if I can do this, anybody can. And Rhonda, you did this with your story. And you did this, Kristen, and you have done this, Gina. Gina, you have been someone I've been admiring for a long time.
Well, thank you.
Honor to meet you. You are one of the most exciting gurus, worldwide thought leaders, mentors. And you're going to be so surprised on what a minute will do for you. And 1 minute makes it easy 5 minutes, doesn't it, Rhonda?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
After your first 30 seconds, Gina, you're going, okay, I'm in, I like this. This feels like the big, big O, only it's big O2. But it comes the close second to what you feel like when you're in love or just chowing down on some wonderful, you know, sucanat sweetened or agave nectar sweetened imported Swiss dark chocolates made from raw cacao, yummy stuff that doesn't give you cellulite or doesn't mess up your brain chemistry. So we have
that.
Yeah, you know, how to eat with no deprivation. We believe in feasting, having fun. Don't we women?
Oh, sure.
I eat a
Why
lot
not?
Of food, and my weight is not an issue. I eat a
yeah,
lot of
Yeah, you
want to food.
Keep your size. Yeah, because we don't, because you build 6 times more lean tissue, that's bone mass. How heavy is that going to be?
Yeah,
I gained 32 pounds to be, and I had a 21-inch waist, but I had 5 inches on my belly with that 21-inch waist. I had 4 extra inches on the top of my thighs that came off. As I gained 32 pounds, I had a 5-inch smaller tummy, 4 inches off each top of my thighs, so 8 inches off my top of my thighs, 2 inches off my caboose, my butt, my junk and my trunk went away. But I gained 32 pounds of lean tissue, muscle mass, lip collagen production, you know, all the right kind of cellular regeneration. So we don't care about anything but how good we look and feel. Weight is not an issue ever again.
Yeah, well, that would be a really nice thing to not ever have an issue with again.
Yeah, you just get rid of the fat, excess fat, which causes you to be sick and diabetic and heart disease. And you just get rid of all the excess fat so you feel fantastic. And you don't think about weight anymore. You just want to be, you know, just a little bit less than half your height and your inch around your waist to be the healthiest. So there's no obsession with the scales ever again. It's kind of fun to see how many calories you can burn in a 5-minute workout. That's kind of fun. You know, you can compete with yourself. Am I going to burn 3,500 calories in a 5-minute workout, or I'm going to burn 7,000 calories? You decide. You push the pedal to the metal by what you put into what you do when you're doing my feel-good, real-good, easy, lying on your back, in your bed, waking up, and feel good. Just amazing results in minutes. Like Shoshana going from an 8'10 to a 2 and looking 20 years younger in 2 weeks. You can go to drshosh.com and zenatrainer.com and go to the success page and listen to Shoshana talk about what she felt like as a brand new client. She talks about it. She giggles and laughs about it.
She certainly does.
So, Gina, I'm ready to bring all my people to you. Miss
Thank you, Century.
Oh, yeah, as I said, I've been a fan of yours for a long time. Mike Wesley has been talking about you for a long time.
Well, and Mike is someone that went through your program, and his results were just so amazing. It was the first time I'd heard of you, I'd seen you on Facebook, but I didn't know that much about what you did. I just knew that you were a coach of some sort, nothing more specific. When I saw Mike for the first time in about a year and a half to 2 years, in August at Stompernet, somebody could have bet me $100 that was Mike Wesley, and I would have not said yes. I would have said no. It's an easy bet.
Is that man? Who is that man?
Yeah, she didn't recognize him. Yeah,
I did not recognize him at all. He looked 30 years younger.
Wow.
Yeah, easily. Everything about him, I mean, it was just such an amazing transformation.
Well, the fun thing about it is it was in his first week. How motivating is that to take 10 inches off one measurement off your belly in a week and lose his double chin when he was doing, you know, his Twit Talk TV and on video every day, and all of a sudden in 1 week his double chin gone. 15 years younger immediately in first week. So that motivated the guy. Plus, he was an athlete, so he totally got the science, the physiology of it. And when people
We might have him here right now. I just opened up a mic in 404. Is that Mike?
Yes, this is Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Here's Bernie Mike, handsome guy.
What's that? How's everyone doing? Hey, Zena. Good to see you. Good to hear your voice.
I said,
Zena,
here's
how you doing?
Bernie.
Here's where Bernie showed up on the console all of a sudden.
This is the young Mike Wesley here.
Yes.
I was just telling the story of how I really didn't even recognize you at Stompernet.
Yeah, I know. Well, I do. I just, you know, I feel so much better. You know, I look better. Really, really everything. I will say that when I started doing the program, I really wasn't, even though I was overweight, you know, some, I had the double chin, which that's probably the only thing that really, you know, really bothered me maybe a little bit with myself, but, you know, I really...
You didn't look overweight at that point, though, Mike. You really didn't look overweight. But seeing you now you go, oh, yeah, you were definitely overweight.
So 10 inches in a week, though.
10 inches off one measurement off your waist in a week. And 12 inches in a month. So you went down another 2 inches the other 3 weeks. But looking 30 years younger, so that Gina's going, okay, Gina, what have you done to Mike? He looks 30 years younger. I want to be, you're my trainer now.
And I'm serious about it. I'm pretty sure that one of my good friends, Rick Benetow, is also listening to the show today. Earlier today, Rick had mentioned to me that he's not somebody that's really into nutritional supplements and that kind of thing, but he's really not feeling that great, and he wanted to do something to help make everything feel better. And so he was looking at this one nutritional supplement company, and I said, Rick, you got to come listen to my radio show, because I think there's another way to do it without all those nutritional supplements. So
yeah,
I know...
So I understand.
Oxygen in the cells. Once you learn this, you have it the rest of your life. One of Susan Preston, remember her? Yeah. She's got a friend who said, my goodness, I am not even hungry. The oxygen's getting the nutrients to the cells. My body is not hungry all the time.
I noticed that. You notice that, yeah. The amount I eat at a meal is less. It's not because I'm trying to diet or starve myself. I just go,
You're getting nourished.
I have my good oxygen boost for the day, and I do. I notice it. And it's very interesting because it's not something it's like really trying to do or putting any effort or thought or try or any of that stuff in. It's just something that happens.
It's a food. Oxygen. There are people actually called breatharians and oxygenarians. They live in very pure parts of the world, and they've already done through the raw vegan and the fruit and the fruitarian and vegetarian and vegan, and they've got themselves so on a great path of the right kind of living and less stress-free living. They live on pure oxygen. Oxygen and good water, and that's all they do. Your body is nourished by oxygen. I would never go that far because
I don't want to do
stuff
that
in my life. No, I love food too much. I mean, you're never going to take away my pasta, which is always the right ingredients. I mean, you name any kind of glorious, yummy, gourmet, any kind of food, delectably delicious, decadent desserts, and there's no deprivation, but taste, texture, variety, things that are pleasing to the palate, I will never give up my love for food. However, I don't feed my fat cells. I feed and nourish my healthy cells. I don't want to age prematurely, so I eat well. And there's a way to have it all, easy way to have it all.
Well, I'm sure that one of the questions Rick is asking himself is, I keep hearing all this stuff about oxygenation. What the heck does that mean? What do I have to do?
You learn my trade secrets very easily. I have a 801-651-6115. I can give you in a minute what you need to know. I'll find out what you want and what you need. And we can place you in something that works for your lifestyle and time-wise. Anyone can fit in 5 minutes a day. I taught 1 minute, as I call it, magic minute, miracle moments, once an hour power, secrets and seconds to Mike Wesley, because Mike is busy. Gina Gaudio Graves is busy. Rhonda DiBaccio is busy. And Kristen Kopp is busy. Everyone can slap together 5 to 10, 15 minutes a day to learn. Once you got it, you don't need me.
And primarily what I'm doing now is only doing the exercise, or mostly doing the exercises while I am driving. So I've modified things where I can do it while I'm driving. It's not any kind of issue at all. It doesn't affect my driving. And, you know, it's just, you know, a few times a day while I'm driving, it's like, you know, okay, yeah, I need to do my exercises. I spend, you know, 30 seconds, a minute, you know, maybe 2 minutes on it, and then, you know, I kind of forget about it for a while, and then a little bit later I'll go ahead and do it again. It's just amazing what the heck it does.
Yeah, and I've got like a process that's 2.5 minutes, it's like 5 different things that gives Mike, as an athlete, he's been a really competitive athlete since he was in college and high school and college. So he has something that's at 5 positions, which is actually 2.5 minutes. Who can do 2.5 minutes? Shoshana does 7 minutes a day now compared to 9 hours a week. Now she has a private life and a love of her life, this manly man that she actually has time for. She's not spending 9 hours a week, 6 hours of hot yoga. This is a professional dancer. At zenatrainer.com success page, you can hear her interview and her talking by herself on the audio, and then you can meet Josette Fisher, Miss Portland twice, Miss Oregon once, who owned the Mrs. Utah, Mrs. Colorado, Mrs. Idaho pageant. She's seen literally hundreds of women over many years. These are women with lots of children. And she's seen so many people and me and her own body since 1983. So it's a seasoned thing where there's thousands of people. You can talk to them. You can hear them on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking a long time, and you think maybe I would have had this out to the world, but, you know, I'm still learning. I need mentors like Mike and Gino Gaudio Graves and Rhonda DiBaccio, and I need Kristen Kopp, and I need people to help me figure out how to get out of my trainer mode and help other people know my secret, because I'm so busy training my people. That's where my focus is, making a difference for each and every one of my clients so they have the body, the health, the strength, the brain power of their dreams.
Well, I think one of the things you need to do is look at how you're generating leads, because in your business, everything that you do is all about generating leads or turning those leads into a customer.
Well, and you know I'm not a stomper net person, but
I know.
One.
Well, just looking at the website,
I mean,
just looking at your website, the first time I went on it, oh, I was so confused. I couldn't make heads or tails of it. And, I mean, I know how to do that stuff. So if I'm confused, imagine someone who maybe isn't quite so computer literate, how confused they might be.
Well,
I would love to help you get it all straightened out, Gina.
Honey, Gina, please know that John and I never, we way undercharged. We gave the program away for free, so I'm raising my hand here. I'm not an internet marketer. I'm not a website designer. I'm not a webmaster. John took a college course so we could stick something up for our word-of-mouth referral people to go and buy. That was it. There was no more thought with what StomperNet faculty could help us to, you know, to do what we really need to do to get the word out there. I was so busy making sure that people understood what I was doing when I was training them. My focus is as a trainer, and I put many hours a day into focusing on how people are changing their bodies and their lives with my program. Mm-hmm. So if I could be 20 people and I could actually outsource someone like, you know, Mike the Guru, Mike Wesley, W-E-S-E-L-Y, on Twitter, with an underscore after Mike. And, of course, Gina Gaudio Grace, the JV queen. Woo! She is my heroine. I love StomperNet, and now I've got a woman there that I can worship. I'm sorry, but I worship StomperNet faculty non-sacrilegious way. And then Kristen Kopp, I mean, she is a heroine because she is so kind and so patient with someone like me who still has to learn how to get people. I mean, I'm focusing on how people can tune into their body and get amazing overnight, immediate, feel-good, yummy results. So that's been my focus for 30 years. Instead of, how am I going to get the secret out there so many people can have the blessings that Kristen and Mike Wesley have enjoyed? And, of course, Rhonda DiMaggio, our best story lady. I know I've got to figure it out, but if I could clone myself into what, you know, doing some of these things I need to do to get the secret out, it would be so cool. So
yeah,
I tell everybody, everybody needs to go to Kristen Kopp. Everyone needs to go to Mike Wesley. Everyone needs to go to Gina Gaudio Graves. And everyone needs to go to Rhonda DiMaggio, a.k.a. the Story Lady. Because I'm getting a clue on how much everyone, including me, will benefit from having their secrets, because there is none that can top what they do. They are the creme de la creme, the top of their field and their game.
So, Rhonda, tell me more about the specifics of what you're doing with Zena.
So, I have a training time in the morning, and after I dash around and take care of all the critters over here, I get on the phone and chat with Zena for a couple of minutes and go through the program, which takes a very short amount of time. I feel really great afterwards, and if I can't be live on a call, I have a recording that I can use to, but there also I'm used to enough of the exercises, I can just toss one in sometimes during the day, and if I ever feel like I need an energy boost, I definitely know how to get one very quickly and effortlessly. Because of what I'm discovering, I find I have better balance, and toning is happening and feeling really energized and invigorated throughout the day. And as someone who has a lot to do, it's wonderful to have a way to just give yourself that delicious energy boost anytime that I need it, so that I can serve the people I need to serve and give my complete energy to what I'm doing.
That is fantastic, Rhonda.
It
and
sure is.
How long, Zena, does it typically take someone to work with you to actually see results? Did we lose Zena?
You have your just as
were
delicately.
Were you asking me, Gina?
No, I was looking for Zena, Mike.
The best thing to do is know that you are so beautifully appointed in your decor, in your design, as intricately as a snowflake, so authentic, so original, that when I work and teach, I teach people what the science is. I find out in just a moment what it is you want and need, and generally speaking, I make sure you get the general science and the gist of things that are going to help you in seconds to release endorphins so you feel good, you get the major pain killing, major feel good. As I said, it's between an orgasm, and it's great, like a serotonin rush, like you have a wonderful whole foods, wheat-free, gluten-free, flour-free, sugar-free, agave-sweetened, good stuff with a nice organic pear, how you get that wonderful serotonin rush. Same thing, only about 1,000 times more wonderful than a runner's side because you have beaten up your body, your skeletal structure, back and knees, your feet, and jiggled your heart and the women, their breasts and their face, you know, tearing it down, running, no impact. I mean, you get all the endorphins, only about 1,000 times greater. So immediately you're getting this yummy feeling in your brain and your body immediately. So my focus is on getting that in seconds so they know how to do this through the day, how they can wake up and feel awakened and refreshed and empowered and exhilarated, yet exhausted to the point there's no stress or cortisol, stress hormone production. It completely optimizes your digestion and assimilation so you're not bloated. You have feel good in your tummy. You're going to feel yummy in your tummy and more than just the delectably delicious decadent desserts and all the sumptuous selections and entrees and hors d'oeuvres. You're going to feel yummy when you work out. So that this is not something you dread. I hate it, just like Rhonda. I did it because it was my work and my business, and I had to in order to keep my scholarship and become a model and keep that, you know, paying for my putting myself through college. I mean, there are things that I did that I hated doing. And I cannot tell you, when I discovered by accident I was the only hurricane of oxygen delivery to the cell on the planet, I abandoned traditional training forever. And that's why I started getting really athletic. My body turned into a totally different thing. It's like, whose body is that? Oh, it's mine. You know, I couldn't even believe. Genetically, I don't have cousins, siblings, parent, a mom, or parents. Or I had no idea that I could create a body that looked like mine. It was just like, for me, it's like an art form. Perfecting your body is so much fun for me. I take the science of being an inventor and born into a family of inventors and rocket scientists, and I've got those kind of inventors in my family with my dad and his brother, my uncle, and my brother, rocket scientist, inventor. I was born into that kind of family, so I'm glad I have that science inclination. I feel blessed to have that. But the fun thing is that I was born into a family of professional artists as well, and mine is sculpting, you're imperfecting your flesh. For me, it's as important to me to give you what you want and you telling me what you want so it can help you get there. Is that a long answer? Sorry about that, Gina. I'm working on
that's
that.
That's a great answer. I like it's the answer a lot.
I do too. You will feel something awesome right away, Gina, I'm sure. I mean, I can't imagine any condition under which you wouldn't feel something just amazing and awesome instantly.
Well, I've worked on this. I mean, everybody felt good 30-something years ago, but now the people that have been trained, I've had us clients that were trained in 1983. They're coming back now almost 27 years later, close to that, and they're amazed at how good they feel so much faster. What took 20 to 45 minutes to feel good, now they feel it, right, Mike? Right, Rhonda?
Oh, yeah,
instantaneous.
It's
and Kristen?
Crazy
instantaneously.
How good you feel
in seconds.
Mm-hmm. One thing we have, no one's really mentioned that much, it's your mind. You know, it's just really good inhales with oxygen, with these techniques, and you can think just so much clearer, so much better. You're so much more on your feet. It makes you much more productive.
your mental isn't an alpha state, you being the alpha male, without being obnoxious. You're you're a Renaissance man who's an alpha male. You're a thought leader, you know, with mental clarity, astuteness and awareness, and your mental acumen raise that the bar on that. I mean, every day it gets better and better. With your productivity, you get so much better, your creativity, plus this integrates the left and right hemisphere of the brain. So you have much more productivity in your creative right hemisphere, your spiritual hemisphere of the right side of your brain, and the left logic reason brain. So we have techniques that will help you with that. And Kristen has techniques that will help you with that as well. So with Mike the guru, I mean, Mike is just amazing. There's nothing he doesn't do well. Even the more I get to know Mike, I think, he's going to have women all over the world waiting in line just to have him talk to them, let alone ask him, them asking him out. They will be asking Mike out, yeah. And he's like the perfect man.
Hmm? Good thing we're on the phone, otherwise, you guys would see how much I'm blushing.
Oh, my
goodness. Oh, it's
too funny. I love his humor. The thing that Mike...
I hear you blushing, Mike.
He's so not full of himself. The antithesis of narcissism. He's so turned out, so thoughtful and considerate of every single person's life whom he's touching. I've watched and observed him with 2 or 3 or 4 times a week helping people with their social media acumen. And really with their understanding and awareness of how to do things the right way, he does it by total example. He does and lives and works and plays with social media, and his interactions and building relationships with people is out of total authenticity and sincerity and reciprocity. Mike is the man. He's my magic man. And I've been admiring him ever since I've been on. It's almost 2 years on Twitter. And he's been the person I've held up as a standard. I've never seen anybody engage so well with, 70-something thousand followers? I mean, it's unbelievable how much individual attention he pays to every person. And that's just how he is. And now that he's helping so many businesses that don't have the awareness that he and Gino Gaudio Graves know about how to do the right kind of marketing to make businesses really soar and raise the bottom line just like I do for people's tushes. Oh, I love Kristen's story. She said, Zena, I reached behind to find my butt and it was gone. It went up. It went higher. And she raised her bottom line on the program. How cool is that?
That's funny.
Are we gone, Kristen?
And
say it again.
Is Kristen still here with us? I'm not sure. Let me go look at the panel.
I am still here.
Yeah, there she is.
And it is absolutely true. I did reach behind, and where it had been, it was no longer.
Here's a true story, and you can ask Josette Fisher, you can listen to her talk about this. But she made me official figure consultant to the Mrs. Utah, Mrs. Colorado, and Idaho pageant. I sat on the second row behind the judges. There were 52 contestants, and 26, half of them, 26 came to my studio to be trained by one of my 20 trainers. And I sat behind. I waited. I just did a game with myself. I didn't look at their numbers and find out whom they were. But I waited till they turned their backside to me. I could tell by looking at the back of their butt and what went out on each side of the swimsuit on the outer thighs, and if they had dimples or cellulite, I could tell who were my clients. My clients had the high, round, perfect butts. They didn't have any stuff gushing, on the side of the swimsuit where the bottom ends and the thighs begin. No saddlebags, no cellulite, and their butts were high, round, and perfect. So they raised their bottom lines to the perfect little... perfect tush, just like someone sculpted their body to perfection. And I picked out every single one of the top 15 in swimsuit. I picked out every single one that were my clients. Out of the 26, I got all 26.
just by looking at their backsides, which if you go into Saks Fifth Avenue, you know, in the three-way mirror, you see the real truth about it. You always look better from the front. But when you go in the three-way mirror and you're trying on swimsuits and you see what's going on behind you, that's when you call Gina Trainer.
She's funny.
Well, and I would like to add that even though it is true and how we feel is more important than how we look, it's true we will immediately get, anybody who starts with Gina will get an immediate feel-good response. It's amazing how in just a few days you're going to be looking better, too. Your whole body will respond in rapid fashion. I was amazed because I was already fit.
Right. Yeah, you were definitely someone who was already fit, and that's a big difference. And as we think about holistic business and working towards some kind of balance in life, as busy as everybody is and as many ways as there are to be distracted and communicated to between emails and cell phones and whatever else, anything that you can do to be create health for yourself that is effortless and fun is to be motivating and help your business as you're feeling full of life and energy. That, of course, means you have more energy to serve your ideal customers as they come to you.
Absolutely.
And to do all the things that it takes to grow your business, whether you're just starting or whether you're in a growth phase or creating a new product or whatever it may happen to be that you're working on.
Thank you for that. I honestly want all of you to know that I learned from everyone, and I'm here to help each person. This all humility, I mean, this is, I feel like if I were really a smart person, these secrets would have been out decades ago. But I was so in love with helping each person get to their goal, and that's just where I've been, my focus is on that. Person in front of me, when you come to me, that's all that's on my heart, my mind right there, is how can you feel fantastic and go for your, and have your dreams realized. So when Mike came to me, he said, Zena, just hurry up with it, you know, get to the point, answer the question, and, you know, be on with it. So I had to work with what Mike needed, because he had to go. He has a responsibility as a dad, all these people all over the world who need his time. So I adapt to what you want, what you need, and I'm here to serve your dreams coming true and realizing them. Right, Mike?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely you work with us, but the results are really what's important. And the results that I saw really just right from the beginning were just incredible. I don't know how much you talk about health, but, you know, for me that was the main reason I was doing it, because I had heart issues and heart mm-hmm. surgery 2 times. And I was having chest pains. I was on a lot of different medications. And shortly after mm-hmm. I started working with you, Zena, I was able to get off all of my medications, with exception of I still take some of the cholesterol-reducing stuff because I just, you know, really need to keep an eye on that. But, you know, all the other medications I just wasn't even needed anymore.
Well, that is my primary thing. And I worked with Mike and all of you listening. I've worked with people with heart defects, people that were going, actually a 93-year-old going to a top cardiologist, heart surgeon, top in his field in the world, top urologist. This man was 93 and dying, and he went off all his heart medication. His urologist specialist, his cardiologist specialist said, whatever your trainer tells you to do, just keep doing it because it's working. And I had someone come to me last year, a year ago in the fall. She said, Zena, I just came from Thanksgiving dinner, and I did not know until I showed your website and your photo to my cousins and my sisters and all. You saved my Uncle Ross's life 25 years ago. That's that 93-year-old man that I told you about.
Wow.
So to have someone, it was Dr. Shosha's, it was one of Dr. Shosha's people. And she said, Zena, you saved my Uncle Ross's life. You were heroin
for 25 years. We've been talking about you for 25 years, and here you're my trainer, and I didn't even know you were the same person. I was using my middle name then, and I'm using my first name now. So, you know, it's what comes around goes around. And Mike, for me, what was most important to Mike is most important to me, to keep him safe. All the people on the planet need Mike, and most importantly, his two sons. They're in their teens, and he's a single dad, and he cares most about being around. He wants to live. He's passionate about life. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to have any. He wants all the peace of mind. He doesn't even want to be thinking about how healthy is my heart. Am I going to be here for tomorrow for my boys? That's what's important to me. Is what's important to you, Mike, and everybody.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate everything you've done for me, for sure.
Thank you, Mike. And you know what? I can never repay you for what you, as well as Rhonda, as well as Kristen, and you know what, Gina? You're my heroine. I hold you up as a standard for the whole world, as a Stompernet person, and you're a woman. Oh, my gosh. You have no idea what that means to me. Power that's in you. So we got to keep you around every day from now on.
She's funny.
Yeah, she is a darling. It's amazing
I had a friend. Oh, yes. I was just going to say very quick. I have to say this. I have a friend who, her sister, she was a trainer for me and actually managed my studio. And we almost started a studio in Beverly Hills together. And she's been an actor, and her sister was in Flashdance. She was a topless waitress and an ice skater in Flashdance. I was really making it big, but she died of an aneurysm at age 30 on her 30th birthday. In the shower, died of an aneurysm. So, you know, it can happen to anybody. You're not going to get a stroke. You're not going to get an aneurysm. You're going to protect yourself from anything like that happening. I know this. Do you feel that, Mike, since you understand the science of it?
Pardon
Kristen?
Me?
You feel that this will protect your cells from an aneurysm or a stroke or...
Well, I don't know, but I mean, I know that I feel so much
better. The cell regeneration, you know, the science of the cell regeneration. It makes sense, doesn't it, Kristen and Rhonda? If your cells live longer and they're protected because you're getting that hurricane of oxygen to the cells, they live longer, they're stronger... Don't you think it's less likely that you would get an aneurysm or a stroke?
That's very possible, yeah. It's very possible. We never know what all great things can happen.
That's true.
I know, Zena, that I would like you to start working with my good friend Jason Ullman, who's actually in my office right now at my house on a mastermind call. And,
hi, Jason.
Yeah, well, he's on a mastermind call over, like I said, in my office. I'm outside.
Tell him hello.
Right now, I let him take over my, because we couldn't get Skype.
Tell him hi. Tell him hi for him.
On my other computer. But, I spent the whole weekend with Jason, and it's really a sad situation where, and I know Gina knows Jason very well also, where he had a brain aneurysm about a year and a half ago. And he has no short-term memory. So, but I will tell you, the real good news is that he is getting a heck of a lot better. I saw a lot of progression over the last 4 days that I spent with him.
Wow.
Of course, I watched over him quite a bit and, you know, made sure I kept an eye on him and stuff the whole time. And he actually spent the night at my house, so I would make sure that I woke him up so I could make sure that he knew where he was when he woke up and everything, but he did. When he woke up, he would know where he was, and, it every day it seemed like he was just getting, quite a bit better and stuff, so.
Wow.
But
Mike, you're such a healer. Just being around your positivity, that's 95% of it. Kristen will tell you that. Rhonda will tell you that. And I'm sure, Gina, you've learned that. Your passion, your drive, your excitement for living, your joie de vivre, your joie de vie, your joy of life. Gina Gaudio-Graves,
This is why you're a miracle. You're still alive because of what you carry with your life, with your passion. You love what you do. It's fun for you. It's joy. It's joy of life, Joanne. So, Mike, because of the way you are, how could he not get better and stronger just because of the man you are? Plus, you are very savvy, smart, simple about how to take care of you.
This is a love
Let's get him on
Tina?
The program. Yeah. It's, there are so many factors. That's why, to me, I think this is Joint Venture Queen, JV Queen, a.k.a. Gina Gaudio Graves. We want to come together as a power team to help people build their dreams. Mike has many things he can do to help many people. In fact, I don't think there's any one person on the planet that Mike's information isn't going to benefit in a great way. And Gina, my hero, my woman of my dreams, my heroine. I've been watching women gurus, internet marketing gurus, and you have got it down with the Stomper Net faculty. I mean, I love Sherman Hugh, and he's fantastic. But, you know, you're a woman. I relate to you. Even and Sherman Hugh, he's always going to be a bro. But how many women are at Stomper Net? I think you're the one that I've been watching. The world wants to know your story. Rhonda will tell you that, too, Gina. That everyone wants to see Gina doing everything she's ever wanted because she deserves to have it all. And I know that because of Kristen, because she's so gracious, absolutely a woman of grace and heart, and with every generous gesture she's made toward me and everyone I've introduced to Kristen, I know without any kind of a doubt that she will be loving and understanding. She has mastered the art of communication and helping people feel totally comfortable and loved and honored and respected. And I think that Mike has that and Kristen has that and Rhonda. There's no one with a bigger heart in the world who's such a genius but so humble about it. Rhonda has got herself together and she has more insight than anyone with sight. She really has more vision and more perception and awareness of our world than any sighted person. I am so blessed to have Rhonda in my life. So thank you for letting me talk too much as I get to be logorrhea prone here.
It really, truly has been a fabulous show, and we are actually over time. But I am so grateful, and Gina, I'm sure that you are as well, for tremendous guests, every one of you. What a pleasure to have all of you with us today.
And, we got to do this more often, Rhonda, where we have a number of people all coming together
on the show. Yeah, especially if we can get someone and a couple of clients or whatever. It is fun. Sometimes it can be a lot to coordinate if I had to do it all the time, but it is fun to do sometimes. I love it, and this has been a blast. And did you have your link for Zena's program?
Yep, I did.
Great. So let's let you give that out so that people can find Zena's program.
Oh, you would ask a tough question like, what Zena's link? Why can I not remember it? I think it just went to the... Oh, how did I do that? Zena, why don't you give out the link? I think that's a better way to do it.
When you go to, it's simply type in where what I'm on Twitter and Facebook is Z as in zebra, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, ZNA is best for your DNA, whatever your genetic is, your genetics are. ZNA trainer, like a personal trainer, TRAINER.com. And just when you get there, go to the success page and read and hear what other clients and physicians, we're talking leading physicians, are saying about the program, what it's done for their patients, as well as what they've seen it done for me personally. And one had his wife as a client. That's how he learned about it.
since 1983 or 4, at 86 they've been on my medical advisory board. So we're talking good stuff for you to really be objective about. I don't want anyone thinking that they're going to be sold anything. If you're not sold on you and your health and longevity and being there for all your loved ones, give the best of your life to yourself, your gift of you. And then you can call me on, write this number down, get your pen handy, because you call me on my cell phone number, because I want everyone to get a free consult to me. And whether you have any money or not, I'll help everyone listening. So you have the best holiday season. Feel and look your best immediately. I'll give you some secrets right away, like I did with Mike right away. And Gina, that involves all the people you know, Kristen, whom you know, of course, whom you know, Rhonda. Everyone on the call listening, this is about you and the people you love. So call me. I love helping people. 801-651-6115. Rhonda will give you, and Kristen will give you, and Mike will give you a link. So you talk to them, and they will give you a special link when you're ready to become a client. And you just let me know. You know, I can send you to them on Twitter or Facebook or whatever and get you their contact information so you can talk to them without anybody listening. So Mike and Wesley and Rhonda, the Story Lady DelBaccio, and you've got Kristen Kopp, Mike, and Rhonda, who will give you access to them so they can give you a link when you're ready to do something. And in the interim, I can help you right now. So just call me on my cell. That's it. And you know you're welcome. I want to help people. So
thank you for having me. Yes, a huge thank you to everybody for enriching this show and demonstrating some ways to be holistic in your business by assisting your health, as well as having great systems for mindset and other things that help you to grow your business in a more balanced and holistic manner.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, Kristen.
Yeah,
thank you, Mike.
Everyone,
thank you,
Gina. Day.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, all the ones listening. Happy holidays. Mahalo and aloha.
And if there's a moment, I'd like to share with your listeners a 7-minute audio that will increase their peace, their happiness, and harmony. All they need to do is to sign up at quantumdragonslayer.com, and they will get a free download. And it is a way to spread the love this holiday season.
Well, thank you for that too, Zina.
Thank you very much.
I look forward to talking with you here in the next week or two.
Excellent.
And we'll be back next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern time for another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Aloha. Mahalo.